Delaware lawmakers have advanced legislation that aims to protect non-tidal or freshwater wetlands. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Zoe Reed reports Delaware is the only state in the region without local protection.
Pools of freshwater wetlands are scattered throughout coastal Delaware. They provide critical habitat for salamanders and frogs and buffer against floodwaters in the state. But these areas are at risk of development as the federal government proposes to limit Clean Water Act protections in favor of landowner rights. There have been six failed legislative attempts to protect non-tidal wetlands in Delaware since the late 80s. But this week, a new bill cleared a critical hurdle, receiving support from environmentalists and landowners. State Senator Stephanie Hansen is the bill's sponsor.
This is the first step to completing a journey that was started back in 1988. That has been tried many times and has never succeeded. But we are going to succeed this time.
The bill would create a tiered permitting system based on how critical a non-tidal wetland is. It now awaits a vote in the Senate. From the Climate Desk, Zoe Reed, WHYY News.
A high school guidance counselor in Mercer County, New Jersey, is accused of committing sexual acts against a student. 53-year-old Anton Hart is charged with aggravated criminal sexual contact and endangering the welfare of a child. He was employed at Notre Dame High School in Lawrence Township. A 14-year-old at the school reported the alleged encounter with Hart, which she says happened earlier this month in his car. Investigators also found an extensive text history between the student and Hart during their investigation. Two people are now in police custody in connection with the shooting of a man found wounded outside South Jersey Shopping Center. The man is recuperating from the incident. Partly cloudy today, a high of 81. Partly cloudy tonight, low 56. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high of 74.